יש לנו שיעור, אצלנו זה שיפור, ללמוד ולפתוח את הלב ואת המוח.
שיעור שכולו שמחה, עם משחקים, תיאטרון ושירה, והמורה שלנו מגלה רק לנו מה זאת אהבה.
יופי.
Great! Now we are at our regular lesson, but it's not so regular today. What is our topic today? 125 levels. 75 levels? No, 125 levels. Okay. So the entire lesson is going to be all about Kabbalah. There's nothing we can do about it. Where can we see these levels, these ladders? Right? We can't see them. So first of all, let's think about what is a step. Wow, so many children are answering. Okay, you. Hold on, stand up. And now answer. It is something that with which you advance, and then you go up a step or level, and again, and more and more and more, until you pass the 180 levels. No, 125 levels. Okay. That's everything except of the number she said correctly. What does it say? Not the one that is shy that learns. Okay, so what are these levels? More answers. A level is a spiritual climb. That's it. That's what they think. Okay. And what do you think? I think that when the group unites, we feel this unity. It's called that we go up a level and we come closer to the Creator, and the closer we come, the closer we are with the Creator. Okay. So the levels, the ladders, is something by which we come closer to the Creator. Yes. It is a spiritual development, where we think less of ourselves and we develop through our feeling on the inside not to be egoist and think about others, and by that we're going to be able to ascend these levels and not just come somewhere for no reason. Okay, more. It's like these 125 steps, each step is a quantity. For example, if you're full of ego, if you have a full vessel of food, and if you are taking a spoon and you eat it, and it's the same thing with the ego, as if the ego is a box, and slowly you are getting rid of the ego in the same manner. Okay, that's true as well. Essentially, the steps is like our ego, and we have to overcome our ego. It means that we have to go up on these levels, these steps, until they're finished. Okay, so these 125 steps are our ego, and we climb on top of it. Okay, someone at the back. A step is like a screen that's between us and the Creator, and between our connection. Great. So the ego that's within each and every step is the concealment that hides the Creator for us. And for example, right now we can't see the Creator. Can anyone see the Creator? No. Why is that so? Oh, yes. We can't see him because it's not in the externality. We can't see him, but we can feel him. Because only on the inside we can know who he is. But why can't I feel him? Because you still didn't go through all the 125 steps. The Creator wants to know that you really love Him and you really want to reach the Creator. So in your strength, you have to overcome your evil inclination, which is the ego, and go up a step after a step until you reach the Creator. Okay, more explanations? Yechi? I forgot. Okay, that's okay. Maybe your friend can help you. Yes, please.
Madrega ze
shlab. A step is like a level. It is as if we go up a level each time, and there are 125 levels. Wonderful. More. More answers? Yes, please. A step is essentially something that a person can't see. For example, a person can't see the sun, and it's hard for us to see it. And these are levels that slowly we reveal, and in the same way, we slowly come to the Creator. Okay, great. Someone at the back, the boy at the back. Yes. The name step comes from the Hebrew name level. Darga step comes from the word madrega, which is level. It's the same thing. That's right. It's exactly the same thing. I either climb on the steps or I jump over a level. That's it? You don't have any more answers? Yes. A level is also a sphera, what we call a sphera. Okay, we can say that as well. Okay, you're going to be the last one. That's it, no more answers. We can't see the Creator because the Creator is not in our nature. That's true. So, more answers? Yes? No. Okay, how about you? Questions, wait one second. So what are steps? Steps are just like as if I'm climbing on top of stairs or steps, and I keep on climbing until I reach the last step. And there are 125 steps. And overall, together, what is it called? It's called a ladder. It's a ladder of steps. And the first step is before us. And under the first step, what is it called? What is the state where we are, in which we are in right now? What is it called? It is called this world. Olam hazeh.
Lo roim kol kach?
You can't see it so much?
Tov, ani kach tziyarti, ulai lo mutlach.
It's because I didn't do such a good job drawing. And how do we climb up to the next level? To the first step. Here I'm going to write 1, 2, 3, and until 125 steps. So how do I climb on top of the first step? Yes, please. By overcoming the ego. Overcoming the ego. Can you give me an example? Did you ever... Were you successful in doing that? No. But did you ever try? Yes. Okay, tell us a little bit. Why are you shy? If we were successful or not successful in overcoming the ego, it doesn't matter. What's important is that we try. So who can tell me about their experience of trying to overcome their ego a little bit?
No.
Yeah? Yeah, tell me a little bit about it. What? We're going to learn from your experience. Give me an example. Can I say that it happened to my friend? Yes.
Okay.
So my friend was hitting another friend of mine, but the other friend was... So I tried helping her. I tried helping the second friend, but she stayed in her ego, and I took this as an example of what to do when this happens to me, how to overcome my ego and overcome this thing. I tried to make her happy, make her laugh, and I tried to give her advice on how to overcome the ego, because she simply couldn't do it. But how can we do that? How? Can we actually overcome our ego? Yes. We can think about the Creator, that I'm the Creator in the situation that's happening right now, and by if I think about the Creator right now, the bad thought will pass, and right away I'm going to go into the good thought, and I will overcome this evil guard that is coming towards me. Wow, that is very interesting. Have you tried to do it ever? Yes, I can't really see that. That's something like that happened to me in grade one as well. Wow, grade one. That was a long time ago. And since then, you didn't try to overcome your ego? I did. I remember a friend that was with us in grade one, but now he lives in a different city. So what happened is that I was sitting beside my friend, and every time I would turn my pencil just a little bit, he would say, "Stop it, you're annoying." His name is Daniel. So he would tell me, "Stop it, I want to move from your table. That's it, I don't want to be your friend." But I told him, "No, I'm still going to be your friend, because your friend is someone who you connect to." Okay, but if you are making him mad, why would you give up? Why wouldn't you give up? I'm not going to give up. It's just like overcoming a mistake that I did. Yeah, but when he told you, stop turning your pencil, that it's annoying me, why didn't you stop doing it? Why didn't you stop with the pencil? I did stop, but he said, no, I don't want to be your friend. I want to move tables. I even said, sorry, I'm not going to do that. But he told me that he doesn't want to be my friend anymore. But in the end, I was able to calm him down. But why did you want to calm him down? Why did you want to be friends with him? That's not enough. It's good. What you did is good. But if you would do it with a different intention, you would earn even much. What do you mean, a different intention? Who can help him with the answer? Boys? Yes, please. What? Say that again? To know that in this way you will be similar to the Creator. So if I will give up to my friend, I overcome my ego, and by that I become a little bit like the Creator. I prepare myself for an ascent, for the next level. Do we have more examples like that? If he wouldn't think only about himself, about just playing with his pencil just because he's having fun, and he would overcome if a person cancels himself, annuls himself, what does it mean to annul himself? Can someone explain to me? When a person does what others want, okay, good answer. More. Basically, when he cancels, annuls himself, he gives up on the importance of what he wants to receive. He takes the thought of him being first out of his head. Great. And it says, cancel or annul your desire before my desire. Someone else, he gives up on what he wants and listens to his friend. Boys, and what do you have to add? Nothing? Okay. If I give up on what I want, it could be a good thing. But I have to think about what I want, because sometimes I'm going to want to give up, and other times I'm not going to. But if I will also know that there is a means, that it's just a means to coming to something bigger and greater, that's something that's higher than our reality, then I will always understand that it's good for me to give up. And I'm not going to have any excuses on not doing it. It only depends on how big, how great the Creator is in my eyes. And then I will always give up to others when I think about this. Yes, you have a question? Isn't that ego as well? Because you want to be closer to the Creator, not others. Oh, wow, what a great question. Say it again. Isn't this called the ego as well? Because then you are coming closer to the Creator and not others. So if I, specifically I, want to be closer to the vibrator, and I'm ready to give up on everything, my friends, everything else. And I just want to be closer to the Creator. Isn't that a huge ego? Yes or not? So why is it worthwhile for me to do that? So why does the wisdom of Kabbalah tell us that it's worthwhile for us to do that? Because it's a good goal. It's just like if you are trying to annul yourself before someone. It's a good goal. Great. For example, if I have internal excuses, is it worthwhile for me or is it not? Because she's right, there's huge ego here and huge internal excuses. But even if I want to be closer to the Creator, even out of the biggest ego there is, there it is called Lo Lishma. Write this down. If I prefer this against everything I have in this world, all sorts of presents and good things, everything, if I'm ready to give up on this just to be close to the Creator, that's called Lo Lishma. Because I want to be closer to the greater one. I want to be closer to everything because the Creator is everything.
But
by wanting to be closer to Him, then they say that you come from this state of Lo Lishma, we come to Lishma. So there is a level or a step that's called Lo Lishma. And then we come to Lishma. And this is how I go up these steps. Is this understood? So we have no choice. Of course, I want to reach the Creator from within my ego, and I think, oh, this is more worthwhile for me, so I'm going to give up on what I want to my friend. But it's still better because I'm striving. I want to come to the Creator. Okay, you have a question? We don't have to get rid of the ego, destroy it. We have to correct it. That's right. We're not destroying the ego. What we're doing is, you guys said already that all of these steps are the ego. This is ego number one, and this is bigger ego, ego number two, and biggest ego is here at 125. And that is why it is said that the greater one is than his friend, the greater his evil inclination is than his friend. I'm being told, if you want to reach the first level, the first step, you just have to give things up to your friends. And then I'm being told, if I want to rise even more, you have to give up to those that don't like you, that hate you, even those that hate you very, very much. And not only that, you have to give up to them, you also have to do them favors and even love them. And each time you have to overcome your ego more and more. How can we do this? Did you think about if this is even possible? Yes. It's possible if you're trying to connect to the Creator, connect to Him. It starts from when you talk to Him and you do it with your friends, because you're not the only one that does it. You can take your friend who is also trying to go up these steps, and you can do this with the force of the group, and it'll be easier. So you're saying that it's easier with the force of the group. That's right. Yes. How can we come to the step of 125 to the 125th step? Because each step on its own has a bunch of steps within it, and it's really hard to climb over it. So you tried and you saw that it's really difficult, right? No. But truly, it's not simple. Where do we take the strength to climb up the stairs, these steps? More children? From our friends. From our friends. Great. What do you mean by that, from our friends? Do you know? More answers? Now, Yechi, do you remember your answer? Friends are people who help you on your way to the Creator. Okay, more answers. Yes, please. You didn't speak yet. The people that are in the group, people that are in the group, that's right. So how do I get the strength from them? Yes, more. This girl over there beside you. Do you want to answer or not? Our friends help us by, for example, like what Judith said. She gave an example. Because they give us an example. That's great. So those who give us good examples on how to overcome our ego, they are called our friends. Chaver in Hebrew. What does the word chaver come from? Where does it come from? It comes from the word chibur in Hebrew. Chaver comes from chibur. So I want to connect to him, litchaber, to my friend, to get the strength from him to overcome my ego. Okay. Yes, please. When you are with your friends and when you're studying of how to reach the Creator, your desire, the desire from the entire group with it, comes the Omekiv, the surrounding light, to help you out. That's right, that's great. By all of us who we are all annulling ourselves, are giving up, and by that we pull the surrounding light. What if I sit there on my own and I ask for Omekiv, for the surrounding life? Will it come to me? Yes or no? No, okay, why? Because only through the power of chibur, through the power of connection, the surrounding light comes to us. Why? Why is that so? You want to continue? Because only together we can reach the Creator. Okay, why?
No?
Yes.
Because
there's more strength to friends, to a group, and it says that if there's a group and there are friends, we can succeed because we help each other and we're all connected together and each one gives up to the other and they all love each other. Okay, next time, it's good, but make your answer shorter. Because only together we will have enough, the desire will be strong enough to come to the Creator. Good answer. Because within each of us we have a small desire. It's like a big box that we have to move. So if I try on my own, I can't do it. But if I take a few of my friends and together we push this box, and then we're successful. More answers? I just want to add another example, just like you gave an example. When I was reading the book of records, the Guinness Book of Records, there was an example of someone who was throwing something. You need at least two people, because one cannot be a group. We need at least two. Okay, someone beside you wants to answer. I also wanted to add that we receive strength from our friends and from the upper force, the Creator. That's right, but the the force from the Creator comes only when you connect together. Oh, we have a question from Israel. Reut from Ranana is asking, how old is she? She did not write how old she is. Is there a specific time that passes from going from step to step? What do you guys think? What is the time that's required to go from step to step? Is there time? No, there is no time. It depends on us and on how much we want to develop and reach spiritual attainment. Great. Do you want to add to that? Who wants to add? Yes, please. We can even do this from second to second. Wonderful. How come suddenly you know everything? Today something changed. Maybe you got some inspiration from above. Maybe Or Makif came to you, the surrounding light. Yes, you want to add something? And you? Okay, ask a question. Go ahead. With these 125 levels, yes, 125, not 25, when we reach all of these 125 levels, are there more levels? Are there more steps? No. Or maybe yes. What do you guys think? Baruch. No. You reach Ein Sof. The final correction. It's called Ein Sof. There is no limit over there. Everything is revealed. I have a question. Why are we called the last generation if we have all these 125 steps to go up on? Because we are the last generation who are in concealment. You knew this? Yes, I did, but I said it beforehand. Because we are the last generation who are still in concealment, but we are the first generation in revealing things. Okay, so your neighbor wants to ask. Give him the microphone. Yes, please. How do we climb all of these 125 steps? How? We already talked about this. Who can tell me? We receive... What did you say? We get suffering. We get beatings, disruptions. So we arise, we climb these states through these disruptions. Yes. Why? Why do we need them? So that we can rise on these steps. Okay, more. Someone who did not answer. There's a girl in the back over there. Get up. So that we will have something to overcome. So we'll overcome it. Okay, so we will have something to overcome. Yes. So that it will correct us. So that we will have something to correct. That's right. You, because if we wouldn't have these disturbances, then we will reach the Creator right away and we will be just like Him. What? I didn't understand you. If we wouldn't have disruptions, we would reach the Creator right away. How? What? We can't reach the Creator without disruptions, without suffering? Without disruptions, we can't, because if you want to really come to the Creator, you really have to want to go up these levels. It's not that suddenly a disruption comes and you just go away. Excellent. Okay, at the back. Mm-hmm. I have a question. Where, in all of these 125 steps, where is the real world within these 125 steps? What do you guys think? Smagin? Do you want to answer? After Gmar Tikkun, after the final correction, that's when the real world is. So, where is Gmar Tikkun, the final correction? I'm going to write it like this, an abbreviation to it. And this is the real world? What about all of these steps? Yes or not?
No.
No. It's the path to correction. And all of them are a world of lies or what? They're this world? No, this world is over here at the bottom.
No,
so... I have a question.
No.
We are still talking about this. Don't ask while we're still discussing this. This is the sleepy world. What do you mean? What is that? What is he talking about? This world? Okay. The drowsy world. Okay. I just want to say something. The real world, the world of truth, starts from the first step. And from the first step to the last world, the last step, all of these steps are already the truth. Why truth? It is partial truth because we already feel the Creator in them, in something, because He is revealed in something. And it's the truth. And this is why only when we go above this world, we are in the world of truth. You understand? Yes. Questions?
Okay.
We have questions from Vienna. Okay. Ellie from Vienna is asking, why do we have to rise and climb on top of these 125 steps? Why? Okay, why? To reach the Creator. Yeah, we already talked about it. So do you have more questions or what? Answers? Okay. I have a question. Did anyone reach ever the 125th step? Did anyone ever reach it? What did you hear about it? Yes, for example, Moses, who overcame his ego. Okay, what else? It is said about who else? Baal HaSulam. Okay, who else?
Ken.
Yes.
Ari.
The Ari, the holy Ari.
No.
Yes, more.
Abraham Avinu, Yitzchak.
Abraham, Yitzchak, Jacob, Sarah, Rivka. Okay, so you mean all of our forefathers and foremothers.
Ken.
Okay, who else?
Adam
Rishon.
Okay.
Gaon from Vilna. All the Kabbalists. No, not all the Kabbalists. There's a difference. Some reached it and some didn't. A Kabbalist is someone who exited this world and reached the world of truth. This world, over here, he is called a Kabbalist because he is revealing revelation of the Creator. But there are 125 steps within this. Here, give him the microphone or else he's going to blow up. I once give another example. It says about the book of Zohar.
Baal HaSulam
says
that the
says Shimon Bar Yochai, all of his group, the entire group, reached 125 levels. Okay, that's enough. Do you have questions or what? Yes, questions. Maybe I should ask you. No, you want to ask? Who still didn't speak today? Yes, please. What do we do after we reach all these 125 steps? We're just going to have fun after we do that. Yeah, it says that only over there do we experience the true life, because we reach a step that has no end. You have anything you want there with no boundaries. There's a girl over there at the back who wants to ask something. I have a question.
Why,
if the Creator wanted us to reach the Him, why did He cause this world to be in consumment? Why did the Creator bring us to this world of dark and this world of lies? Why did He throw us in here and now we have to climb up to reach the Creator and it's so hard? Okay, why? You at the back. Because He wanted to see to what extent we want to reach the Creator. Why? What does He get from this? Yes, more hints. I'm looking for new children who didn't answer. Okay. Let's start from them. Yes, please. You have an answer?
No.
Yes. Wait, I forgot. You're all forgetting. Give the microphone to your friend. He wanted to see that we have the desire to advance Him. He didn't want us to be at the top right away. He wanted us to have a strong desire to be similar to Him. So that means that we have to climb 125 steps. Let's draw them like this. This is this world, and on the top is the world of infinity. And in the middle we have 125 steps. How are they divided? Do you know more answers? How many parts are these 125 steps have? There is someone new at the back who didn't speak yet. Yes, please. They are multiplied by 5. And what are they called, these 5 parts? The biggest one is Adam HaKadmon. They are called the 5 worlds. So we have a division here into 5 parts that are called the 5 worlds. 5 olamot.
5 olamot.
5 olamot. They are called what? Adam Kadmon. And then
Atzilut.
Atzilut.
No.
Come on.
Bria.
Bria.
Yetzira.
And Asiya. So we have overall 5 parts, and within each olam, within each world, how many parts do we have? 5 more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and each one of them is called what? Partsuf.
Partsuf.
And how many steps are within each partsuf? 5 what? 5 sfirot. So all together, how much do we have? We have 5 sfirot times 5 partsufim. And times 5 olamot worlds.
Olamot. As kama?
So altogether, how much is this? 125 madregot levels.
Barur?
Or steps.
Yofi.
Is this clear? Yes. Okay, great. What is the world that's closest Asiya. To us called? Asiya. Awesome. So you guys know everything. I have nothing to ask you. Do you have questions? Please. Go ahead.
No, I have a microphone.
Where's the microphone?
Ken, please. No, Sheila, I tell
you. He had a question.
Atem lo mistaklim alai, ve'anim matzbi al mishu. Atem lo yodim al mi.
I'm pointing to someone who you don't know. I learned that there are 5 sfirot. So why are we learning Talmud Eser
Sfirot,
which is the test, Talmud of the 10 sfirot? Oh, good question. Who can tell me? You guys, you don't know? Because in Zerampin there are five extra spherot. That's right, but there's another reason. He asked, why are we learning the ten spherot if there are only five? Okay, he actually gave the answer, but he gave the answer too quickly. Okay, let's see it over again. Within each parzuf, we have five sfirot.
And
what are the names of these five sfirot? Keter, Chochma, Bina, Zerampin, and Malchut. So we have five sfirot. But why do we count them as ten? And he gave us the answer. Because within Zerampin, there are six Sfirot. So we have Keter, Chochma, Bina, Zerampin, which is half six, and Malchut is one. So altogether, it's ten. That means that each partzuf equals ten Sfirot. But don't get confused. Now you're going to get confused. Hold on. So Chapsuf is 10 Sfirot, and we have 5 Partsufim within the world. So how many Sfirot do we have in the world? 50? No, that's not how we count. We count Zerampin within. But for our study, we talk about Zerampin that is composed of 6 Sfirot. Do you have questions? Yes, you want to add? You said that in each step there are five steps and so on. So if you go through each step, it's exactly the same thing from Asiya to Yetzira. These are the same levels. So how do I advance if these are exactly the same levels? You're right. They're exactly the same. So what is new about them? That's the question. Where is anything new created in them? Yes. The ego grows. The ego grows. Great. If I am here, for example, let's say this is the first day, and this is the second day, Monday or Tuesday. On the following day, I see a completely different reality, and on the third day, I see a reality that's totally different as well. Because the ego is always changing within me, and I change completely as well. And I see things that are new, I reveal the world. Do you remember yourselves a year or two ago? You were a lot dumber, right? Yes. And now you're smart, right? So what are you going to say tomorrow about today? The same thing. So each and every day, the ego comes and develops a person. And the person becomes smarter, and it's a matter of levels. He develops, he's closer to the Creator, he understands and gets to know things more, and he becomes more of an Adam, a man. Adam comes from the world of Edame Le'elyon, similar to the Creator. And he becomes similar to the Creator, and that's why he's called Adam. I'm sorry, we don't have more time for questions. It's good that you have questions. Okay, let's choose a topic. The Congress. I can't hear you. Dissemination. Hanukkah.
But
we're going to talk about Hanukkah on Sunday. Are you coming to light the candles on Sunday? We'll talk about Hanukkah when we light the first candle. Do you want to talk about it? Next lesson as well? Okay, next lesson we'll talk about Hanukkah as well. Hanukkah that's in the heart. Okay. Let's sing our song. Okay. Let's hug.
No.
Come on. And the song.
שוב לאום, שם אהבה ללא גבולות.
של אהבה יפה ומושלם כי אנחנו דור ההמשך כי רק ביחד את החושך נגרש רק יחד